perfection, we can no longer continue to play. Some kind of
madness. We have made the unprecedented decision to suspend the 2020 season.
A season like no other. It's been the toughest season of all time. I didn't think we'd get here. But after COVID bubbles, new rules, footies dunked in sanitizer, and Peter Volandis, we are so, so close to having a new NRL champion.
Here we go. The Penrith Panthers, they're off to the grand final.
It's down to this.
The Melbourne Storm to take on the Panthers.
Oh, it's game on. Oh.
For our great mates at Ream and Maccas.
Wow.
Oh, you want to put on your footy boots?
Toughen everyone.
And it's good to be catching up with from Channel 9. He is the main man of rugby league. He's our local bloke, former local bloke, James Bracey, joins us this morning. Jimmy, hello, mate.
Hello, James.
Thanks, Hattie. Hey, Rob. Great to be with you, boys. Geez, I'm pumped after hearing that.
Oh, mate, me too. I want to tackle someone. I'll tell you what, Palmer.
You know rugby league as intimately as Paddy Gerard knows the palm of his hand. It just, you know, tell us, in your words, what's this game going to be like? Who's going to win it and by how much?
I tell you what, it's the dream grand final. One and two playing each other. I guess the old wise heads of Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith of the Storm. They've been hogging this day for a while now. They've been in four of the last five. And then you've got the new kids on the block, the young Panthers. They've got a bit of swagger. I'm sort of leaning the way of experience for this one. I think the Panthers' time, if it's not this Sunday, will come. If it's not next year, the year after. They're going to be strong for a while. So I'm leaning towards the Storm at this stage. But I've chopped and changed a few times in the last few days, and that could happen in the lead-up.
Yeah, for sure. How much does experience lend an advantage in a grand final, do you reckon?
Well, when it's Cameron Smith, it's just you can't deny the guy. That's the thing. He just knows how to control a game. He's played, I think, 43 finals, something around that figure, which is amazing. So I look at that and just think, while he's in a team on this stage, and who knows, is he retiring? Yeah. I just can't picture it in my head that they get knocked off.
Jimmy, it's the Panthers taking on Melbourne. You used to work at Erina Leagues Football Club before you went to mm-hmm. Sky and then to Channel 9. Did you work with Cobby, Brian Cobb?
No.
Cobby works there. He's a Panthers fan. Do you have good news for them? I think they're due for a loss, mate.
Oh, the Panthers, well, they've won 17 in a row. It's got to come eventually, doesn't it? If it's not on Sunday, it'll have to be next year. But he won't like what he's hearing from that. But I don't know, like, when you're on a streak like that, and then I think about, like, this is where you get yourself tied up in knots. I think about how well Nathan Cleary's playing and Giuliano Kikau's back and... Oh,
but look at Melbourne. Look at, as you said, Cameron Smith, and then you got Munster.
Yeah, Pappenhausen's flying.
He is at fullback. Bloody, which way would you swing, Jimmy?
Yeah, and I tell you what, there's been a lot of swinging going on thinking about it. I'm going to say a close one, Melbourne. Someone like Munster to be your Clive Churchill sort of man of the match. But anyway, Jerome Hughes is having a killer year at halfback as well, and Cam's there too. So it's going to be wet. And that's also, I'm factoring that in with the Melbourne Storm as
well. Yeah. Well, you see the Storm and they have periods of play. It's not like there's one moment in the game. They seem to have like a 20-minute block where they'll win it, you know, and then the rest of the game becomes a formality.
Yeah, and that happened against the Raiders last Friday, didn't it? It was over by 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Three tries, wham, bam, bam. And that's where Cameron Smith had his best thing, because then he just slows it all down.
Yeah.
And it just controls the tempo of the game and sends him to victory. So I just think, yeah, it's hard to get around that going into this. But grand finals, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, it's going to be sensational on Channel 9. Of course, you've got the Women's Rugby League. Broncos, mm-hmm. the girls, they're there again. They won it last year. That's what we hang on to.
Well, you've got to hang on to something, don't you, Paddy?
And will the Broncos win in the women's, do you think, Jimmy?
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about that. The way they're playing, they're a gun team and red hot favourites, so they should be.
Okay, mate, what time does Channel 9 kick off on Sunday?
It's huge. Massive. So we're on air for 13 hours on Sunday. So... During COVID, when we did the lockdown, we made up shows. So we had a show called The Greatest, where we just look back at the greatest origins, the greatest grand finals. So we've put together our greatest grand finals for 2 hours of TV from 10 till 12 to warm you up.
I love that stuff.
And we're live And it is good, I'm telling you. Some of the GFs in there, it brings back some great memories. But then we're live from midday from the ground. Sports Sunday, Sunday footy shows move to 1 to 3. And then we're inside the ground ready to go ahead of the women's from 3 o'clock. And then a bit of a news break. And then from 6:30, live for the main event.
Oh, brilliant stuff. 40,000 people in there. And then, of course, we've got the State of Origin. We've got the Blues staying here at the Pullman Magenta Shores Resorts. Mate, can we speak to you before the State of Origin, Jimmy? Is that okay?
For sure. Well. Yeah, we're actually naming the squads on Sunday night after the grand final on our broadcast as well. And we'll have a chat to Freddie and someone from the Queensland camp as well.
We're glad to have the Blues in our camp here at the Central Coast. We might even try and bust the bubble and get in there.
In there. All right, James. Mate, it's been a pleasure watching you. You're getting more gorgeous each time I look at you.
Pity my wife doesn't think so.
James Bracey, our former local bloke from Channel 9. Mate, all the best Sunday. We can't wait for the broadcast, mate.
Thanks, Paddy. Thanks, Rob. Enjoy the footy.
Thank you. Thanks, it's going to be a big match. The grand final in rugby league.